Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Once again, somewhere deep in the heart of Nebraska, the heartland of America, we bring you 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. I didn't know that I was going to have Joe. I thought Joe might be going somewhere today, but instead he stayed in just because he didn't want to disappoint me. Isn't that right, Joe?
Absolutely. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
So.
I'm glad.
So, you want to tell me about your Steyr AUG. Joe became a owner of a Steyr AUG. That's not a gun, by the way, that I have ever aspired to own. Tell me about it.
Oh, man, you should. You should aspire to own,
yeah,
the Austrian greatness.
Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, the Steyr AUG came out in 1970 when the Austrians were looking for a new battle rifle. It's been adopted by dozens and dozens of countries. In fact, our own USDOD used it for a while.
Okay.
But it's a, it's a bullpup design. It was made iconic in the Christmas movie Die Hard, which is the greatest Christmas movie of all times. If you're not aware, you should, ever. Better than A Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
Better than, go so far. No, we can't do that. But I'm a big Jimmy Stewart fan. But
I am too. But I'm telling you, Die Hard is the Christmas movie of all times.
Yes. Okay.
So it was made iconic there. As a bad guy gun or whatever, and. I've wanted one for years. Well, in the 1994 assault weapon ban, they were made illegal, right? You couldn't have one no more in the U.S. I mean, you could have one, but you couldn't buy one.
Right.
And so the prices of them went through the roof. Like a Gen 1 AUG was $7,000-$8,000. They were ridiculous.
Yep.
And so, a normal guy, he just couldn't afford one unless you'd save forever. So I just kind of put them off the radar. Well, then they started making them after the AWG expired. There were a couple of companies involved. They started making them again, importing them under a different nomenclature, STG 77. And then that had some issues. And then finally, long story short, the Steyr USA became a thing, and they're out of Alabama, and Bessemer, Alabama, and now you can buy them, and they're all over the place, and they make them in four colors: black, green, mud, and alpine, which is white. So a friend of mine who's a client, who owns a major retailer, had put up on Instagram that he had got one in, and they were playing around with it in the store and whatever. And I was like, you know what? Just send me that gun. Just get it out of your employee's hands and send it to me. And I put one of the new HoloSuns Ames AEMS red dots on it. And it's a lot of fun. Zero recoil. It's a bullpup, 16-inch barrel.
Right.
It's got quick takedown, so you can swap barrels. They make 16, 18, 20, and 24-inch barrels for it. So you can swap barrels out, like, in 2 seconds, literally. If you're a lefty, you can swap the bolt for, you can buy a bolt for about $250, and you can swap the bolt and make it eject out the proper side for a lefty. It's got ambidextrous controls. Yeah, they're just super cool guns. They're super accurate. The trigger is the only downside. The factory trigger is absolutely 100% deplorable. It's terrible. But, as luck would have it, there's a company called Ratworks, W-E-R-K-S,
right.
And they make an aluminum sear, which I just got mine in today. Thank you, Ratworks, for getting that out to me really fast. So I'm going to drop it in probably tonight and start playing with it, see if it improves the trigger as much as they say.
What caliber?
5.56.
5.56. Now, yeah. What kind of magazine does that use?
So they make two versions of it. They make the NATO version, which is stupid, but it takes regular M4 mags, AR mags.
Okay.
The downside to the NATO version is there's no bolt release, so you have to rack it. And it also is a little bulkier and has a little bit more size to it to accommodate the mags. And then they make the original version, which takes AUG mags. And some people would bemoan that, except for the fact that Magpul makes an AUG mag, which is what everybody uses, basically.
Right, right.
No, because if you want to buy original clear Steyr AUG mags, they're like $50 a piece.
Right.
If you want to buy Magpul mags, I think they retail for like $19 a piece.
I'm moving more towards with these. I got a couple of new guns myself that we can talk about later. But
sweet.
I'm moving more towards the Magpul stuff for that too, just simply because it seems to work really, really well and it's not that expensive. But now. I'm curious because I've always been intrigued by Steyr. I don't know that much about them. I'm very intrigued by their handgun. Do you have any? What is it? The Steyr 9 or whatever? The funky looking trigger guard little 9mm pistol they come out with.
I used to have one years and years ago in the mid 2000s, and it was a nice pistol, right?
Right.
It had some quirky things about it, like sights. It has triangle sights on it, which I found to be very useful. Some people just can't get used to it.
Right.
You know, seeing a delta and a triangle, front and rear. I didn't find it hard to deal with at all. Actually, I found that sighting system to be exceptionally good. It's very fast, but you can also make a precise shot with it if you need to.
Right.
Okay. It's very similar to my DDS rear sight that we do on iron-sided guns.
Okay.
The trigger was, you know, decent. They're not a super popular gun in the U.S. because we have Glock and we have Smith & Wesson and we have, you know, all the other polymer-framed guns that you would want that are decent.
I've wanted to try one, but I've never been able to find one to get my hands on one to be able to play with it. And take it out and shoot it. I'm almost certain I would probably like it because I like sort of weird things. But the problem with the weird things that I like is I always end up going back to the things where I can get the easy to get to parts to make it actually functional.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's interesting. I saw that. It's a good looking gun, no doubt about it. I mean, is that you confident enough with that? You know what? I won't even ask you that question because we're coming up on the first break. So let's do this. Let me tell a little bit about Chambers Custom, and then we'll pick this up on the other end. Joe runs something called Chambers Custom. He makes the single best rendition of the 1911, 2011, 2019 platform that is out there. His is the most bang for the buck for those of you that have a taste for the higher end 2011, 2019, in fact, his is the only bang for the buck. Unless you go down in price, but up in the rarefied air where he occupies, he is supreme. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And we're not talking about 1911s. We were talking about Steyr Augs. But I was going to ask you, would that be, now, when was this one built? How old is it?
My Steyr Aug?
Yes, sir.
Let me look at it here. This year?
Oh, okay. So it's a relatively modern weapon. Okay, I didn't know if you had one of those pre-assault weapon ban ones or what you might have had, but whatever it is. Now is that a gun that if you had to roll out and say, all right, we're going to go out here now, we're going to get some out here in the fields of Nebraska, would that be one you would be okay taking?
Sure.
Okay.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I was shooting steel guns with it at 200 yards offhand yesterday. So
yeah,
even with the deplorable trigger. So yeah, we're gonna fix that tonight though, and it'd be all good. Yeah, I think if I was gonna take it out for long range work, I would put an LPVO on here.
Right.
And I've yet to decide how and what kind of flashlight that I'm going to put on it. More than likely, it'll be a mod light of some sort, one of the small ones, the 1630s or whatever, but 16830s. Yeah, I don't have any qualms at all about taking it out. You know, it falls in the category of like, you know, a grail gun for me, something I always wanted to own, but
sure,
just never really got around to it. But it's also useful, so it's kind of like my 338 Lapua. Do most people need a rifle that can shoot a target accurately at a mile? No. But I wanted one, and I can use it. So
sure.
Why not? Yeah, they're a neat design. They're super short. You know, they're 28 and 3/4 inches long total length with the barrel installed. And so, yeah, they're pretty darn neat.
My grail gun, if I could find it, would be quite dependent, because it's actually, I think it'd probably be very, very hard to find one. And since it would be an antique, I'd be sort of reluctant to take one now. But I would love for somebody to make a Brand 10 again. And I would love for somebody to make a Smith & Wesson 4506 again.
You can buy both those on GunBroker.
I know you can, but nobody's making them now. So they're old. And
yeah.
Who knows, you know, now I'd be less inclined to worry, but now the Bren 10, I mean, then the problem becomes, it'd be the same problem they had when they were actually in quote unquote production, when they were shipping them without magazines.
Yeah, that's the real problem with the Brens. And I get questions all the time from dudes that are like, hey, can you get me a magazine or can you make a magazine? I'm like, Fisher had, I think he had one or two Bren 10s. He sold them recently.
Yeah.
And he had a ton of mags with them and everything. That would have been the time to pick one up if you were really down with a Bren 10. My concern with a gun like that is always what happens. I mean, it's not a super big concern for me, but as a consumer, you know, if you're just a regular guy out there, you don't own a machine shop, what do you do if something breaks?
Right.
You know?
Because you'd have to fabricate a part, wouldn't you?
Right, you'd have to figure out how to fix it, and that can be a serious headache.
Yes,
but I think, you know, like when talking grail guns, I think, you know, you should have a list, you know, of the guns. You know, maybe there's not a bunch of them. Maybe there's 4 or 5 of them on your list,
right.
Or maybe you're like me and you've got 40 or 50 of them on your list that you want to collect over time. But you should have a list of guns that you're like, yeah, one of these days I'm going to own one of those for myself. And, you know, put money aside, save money, and that way when the opportunity presents itself, you can just go, boom, I got it. I own that gun now. No questions asked. And to me, like, the thing about guns like that is there should be no buyer's remorse over it. Right? Because it's something you always wanted, and you saved for it, and you're prepared to buy it at any moment when it comes available without having to spend money that you need to pay your bills.
Right, Right. I'll tell you another gun. I'll tell you another gun that I liked when it was out. And you're going to laugh about this one. The Ruger P90.
Oh, those were great guns. I had one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a Ruger P90 at 45. And actually, the Shotgun News back in the day, right, when we were all much younger, there was this thing called Shotgun News. For
I remember I used to get it and look at it and be like, wow, look how inexpensive these guns are and all this
other
stuff.
Right, exactly. So the Shotgun News did an article years ago about why the Ruger P90 45 was the best pistol ever made. And they made some incredibly good points in the article about its reliability, you know, its relative accuracy, its decent trigger. I mean, all in all, the P90 was a pretty darn decent gun.
Right.
And it was cheap. We used to sell them at the gun store in the late 90s, early 2000s for like $289 a piece. They were cheap.
Why do you think it was, I'll tell you what I liked about it. Because that was one of the guns that you didn't see that often in the movies, but like it was in True Lies. That was Arnold's gun. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was in Desperado.
Right.
And, I mean, in Desperado, they had about 20 different ones because they were either popping out of his sleeves or popping out of his, but, I mean, he carried two of them. And he had an enormous amount of magazines that you never saw. I still wonder to this day how Antonio kept his pants up.
Well, you had to because they were a single stack.
Yeah.
You had to have all the mags, man. Yes, indeed. Actually, I'm looking on GunBroker right now. You can pick up a used one in good shape for about $300.
But then you got to find magazines for it.
No, this is with magazines. Magazines are easy on a P90.
Oh, yeah?
They made a gazillion of them. Yeah, ProMag actually makes brand new P90 mags. They're $30 a piece. 25.
Yeah.
Depending on where you buy them.
Yeah. The other gun.
You can get parts for them, too, which is great.
Now, this one, well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the break. We'll get back on the Grail Guns when we get back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A recommendation for a fourth COVID shot for the public may not come until there's a clear strategy in place. Some on the CDC's independent vaccine expert panel say a booster every 4 to 6 months isn't a realistic public health goal. One member, Dr. Sarah Long, says we need to focus on preventing hospitalizations and death instead of hoping vaccines can prevent infections. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen claims sanctions are delivering a tremendous blow to Russia's economy.
The tremendous blow on the Russian economy resulting from our sanctions is only possible because of the breadth of our coalition.
Yellen talking with reporters during the Global Monetary Summit in Washington, D.C. She said the U.S. and allies will continue tightening the vise on Russia over its ongoing war against Ukraine. USA Radio News. Humanitarian groups are continuing to provide aid to areas of Ukraine that have been devastated by Russia's ongoing unprovoked invasion. Charles Sennett, the founder of the media group The Ground Truth Project, tells Fox News that many groups providing a heavy amount of medical supplies to cities are seeing the biggest impact, such as Kharkiv.
They talk about the fact that they're going to win this. This is going to be won, but they need support, and they're going to need the world to get behind this to put a stop to this invasion, this aggression. And I think they really need to see the aid that's been provided dollar-wise to be delivered on the ground.
A former fire department chief who responded to the Flight 93 crash on 9/11 is receiving a new heart. Terry Schaefer of the Shanksville, Pennsylvania Volunteer Fire Department had a successful heart transplant on Monday after a nine-hour surgery. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. We're actually we're playing wishful thinking right now. I've been telling you all of my grail guns. Tell me a couple of yours.
Oh man, the list is long and varied. I would love to have a. I'd love to have a Gen 2 Series 2 Colt single action army.
Okay.
That's one I'll probably never get because the prices on those are just for one of the quality that I would like, you know, basically new in the box, you're talking five figures high, you know, or mid, you know, 20,000 for that gun. Of course I've got the 1911 Grail gun that I would want, which is a 51 commercial model new in the box. I've got a Henry Brass receiver gun. I got my Styrohog. I have a Chambers Custom. Someday I would like to have, a CT Bryan gun. You know, I have a Bob Marble gun. I have a Shiloh Sharps 45 120. That was one of my grail guns. I got that in a trade with a friend. That's a fascinating weapon because.
Sure.
It's a legit 800-yard gun with a 700-grain projectile.
Wow.
I mean, you're lobbing them in there like a football on Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
You know, but, yeah, those are a few. I mean, and because I'm a SOT in a manufacturer, I've been able to make a lot of really cool guns that were kind of grail guns for myself. Like, you know, I have a 1919. Well, the shop has. The shop has an RPD, an Uzi, a Mark II, and a Mark V Sten, and just all kinds of cool stuff like that. But one of my top list guns that I will probably acquire sooner than later is a Browning Modus 50 cal.
Fully automatic?
Well, there's only one way to have that gun, isn't there? Fully automatic.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure they have made a semi-automatic version of that for those who just got to have one of those. I would, I'm sure you've gotten behind the butterfly one of those before, right?
I have not.
Well, in for something that you can, I mean, you cannot even imagine what's coming. As a matter of fact, the first night you get, how many spare barrels are you going to get for it?
I don't know. I'm working on a deal right now with a guy that's closing his shop down and has two of them that he wants to get rid of. And I'm like, man, oh man.
You need three. You need three spare barrels.
Three barrels, okay.
Three. So, and I'll tell you why. Because the first time you fire this thing, you need to wait till it's dark. We know twilight. You need to wait till
it glows.
And start shooting it, and it will begin to glow quite soon. And, I mean, you cannot, before you ruin the barrel, it will become a runaway. Do you know what that is?
Right, and you got to twist the belt. 1919 does that too. You got to twist the belt so it stops feeding.
Right, got to break the belt. And I mean, I was an M60 gunner, so we would go out there, and I only had one spare barrel because that's all I could, you know, that's all I was going to carry with me because I had to carry that pig as well. And we would wait up. We would try to be the last ones to fire at night. And we just get out there and start, we just smoke that gentleman until we could get it to go as a runaway. And then we'd just be sitting there laughing like loons. That was a good old having a
running
good time.
Up that taxpayer ammo bill.
That's right. That's right. Then when somebody came up, you could just about read by the light of our barrel. And, you know, then my sergeant would come up, Friday. And I just kick the belt and break it. Yes, Sergeant. So, those were the good old days. Those were the good old days back when I was Specialist 4 Frady M60
awesome.
Gunner.
Yes,
back in the, but I mean, yeah, you do want. Now, the problem with an M2, okay? And are you going to get the tripod that goes with it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be a package deal.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, that's never going to be something you're going to run away with. You need to just go ahead and set that up somewhere where you can, you know, get a good read on where they're going to be coming from, that you can traverse around if they come the other way.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, that's the kind of weapon that, you know, a low-flying aircraft doesn't want to know that that's in the area.
Right. I will more than likely, you know, I'm building a monster truck for parades and stuff. And so I will probably put a pintle mount on the flatbed of the monster truck just for the parades to have it, because you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, an M2 with enough ammo, there's nowhere to hide from that.
No, there's not. There's a lot of awesome weapons in the world. The M2 ranks right up there with the most BA weapon ever made.
You know? But,
and what's crazy is the guy who designed it, same guy that designed the 1911.
Browning, yep.
John Moses Browning.
The only problem with that gun is that if you do have to take off and run with it, it helps if you know a bunch of power lifter friends.
Right. That's for you and some buddies.
And for God's sake, when you change barrels out, make sure when you put the new barrel in that it is seated.
Yep.
Because you never live till you pull the trigger on that first round and it just blows the barrel straight out in front of you. It will not blow up. The gun is so heavy, right? The receiver is so heavy that, like, if you had somebody you wanted to murder and they're standing in a boat, throw that at them. It's going to knock them out of the boat and sink them to the bottom. And they're not coming up. It is so heavy. It is one of the most hardy weapons out there that I know of. But it is definitely something. I saw one guy that used to... I had one friend in the military that could shoulder the receiver and carry the barrel in his other hand. And I was like, you, my friend, are a mule.
Well, you know, even the 1919 is not a light weapon to tote around.
No, there's a reason they're crew served. There's a reason they are crew served.
Right.
Just carrying the ammo means that you are somebody special.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those weapons, the 1919... During World War II, was a three-person ordeal.
Yep.
You had a guy carry the gun, and he had a backpack for it that he carried it on. And you had a guy that carried the tripod and the sandbags, and you had the guy that carried the ammo.
Yep.
I mean, it was they called them crew-served weapons for a reason.
Yep. All those boys came out quite, if they survived the war, they came out looking pretty good without a shirt.
Yeah.
That was some serious picking up right there when you pick up the M2 and all the other things, all the accessories and the ammo that goes with it when you pick up all that stuff.
Oh yeah. What do you make of the new X5?
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know about the new X5. We're coming up on the last break. When we get back, you can tell me about the new X5. For those of you that are interested in the 2019 platforms that Joe builds, you have to go to chamberscustom.com. You can also follow him at Chambers Custom on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, and not the same name for the Patreon page. The name for the Patreon page is 1911 University, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go check them out, all those places. You'll be very happy you did. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Been talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, 1911 University. We were actually playing Holy Grail Guns, though. However, I have taken out the Shadow Systems pistol and shot it.
Hey, I saw you posted a video on that. Tell me how you liked it.
It's surprising because I've shot a few Gucci Glocks. I have one now. I have a Terran Tactical Innovation Glock G45 that he did up. And, I mean, as far as a Glock is concerned, that is the finest shooting Glock I've ever held. And, I mean, I've shot some of the agency ones, too. They're all sort of on par. Now, this gun, which has no Glock parts on it, is different. It's almost like they took a little bit of time fitting the slide and the barrel. The barrels are fluted match-grade barrels. The trigger is a little bit better trigger than the stock Glock. It's coming in at about 4.5 pounds versus 5. The grip angle is eminently adjustable because the actual back straps slide off and on. So you can get closer. For me, which my grail grip angle, if we're going to use the grail terminology all day, is 18 degrees, the 1911 grip angle. So you can get closer to that with that. I'm going to carry it. I got a second one. No. I have the DR920 and the XR920. The XR920 I actually got. And, hey, if you want to buy one, Joe, if you wanted to do something to save a little money, because Joe and I... Sometimes I try to help when I can. If Joe doesn't know about something, I've got a promo going on right now at guns.com. Certified used guns. I'll send you the link. You get 5% off with my promo code. And they have plenty of Shadow Systems and the certified used guns.
Cool.
But one of mine is the combat model, which means it doesn't have any windows cut out on the slide, which means it also can't get no garbage in it. And the other one is the elite, which has the windows cut out, which means it can get garbage. And I just hope that mine gets caught in there and catches on fire. But, I mean, as far as a carry gun is concerned, this is better than a Glock. This feels better than a Glock. I would have to say that as a... But, I mean, it is not an out-of-the-box... It's a semi-custom gun, is what it boils down to.
Right.
It's what Glock could have been. I don't even understand why Glock doesn't have, like, a performance center or a custom center or something like that. I know there's lots of people that do them. I don't know why Glock doesn't do that, though.
I can tell you exactly why.
Tell me why.
Because they're perfect.
Oh.
They're out of the box.
They are. I would have to say that as far as being a gun that you can drop and do all kinds of things to and hurt all kinds of different ways and doing all kinds of different abusive things to it and it's still running like a top, yeah, it is. But at the same time, it is definitely made for the lowest common denominator. No doubt about that.
I don't even think they debate that.
So, the I would recommend this gun. I mean, if you're looking to carry a striker-fired gun, which it comes down to weight, this is actually lighter than a Glock that is loaded. I don't know how they did that. Now, the problem...
How long have they been around?
2016.
Okay. So they've been around
John,
for a minute.
John Farnham, he when they first came out, John's always looking, you know, for the Glock-shaped guns. So he saw these, and he went and looked at them. And, I mean, the first time I saw them, I was like, oh, okay. But, I mean, if you can get past that first snobby thing that I carry around on my shoulder all the time, it is well worth your look, simply because of the price point. I mean... A gun from Agency Arms, if you send your gun to Agency Arms, if you buy a $600 Gen 5 Glock and send it to Agency Arms, you're going to spend between $1,400 and $1,800 getting it played, you know, dressed up. So right. Now you have a $2,500 Glock. And it's going to shoot really, really good. I don't know that it's going to shoot $2,500 worth, but it's going to shoot really, really good. Or this gun, which this gun with my discount, with my promo code, I got it for $840.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Nope. And the XR920 is the Glock 45 size pistol, which I think was. I also think that is somewhere where Glock cannibalized their line because they basically made the Glock 19 sort of obsolete when they did that. And the Glock 17 sort of obsolete when they did that.
There, the 45, sure. that's the 17 grip and the 19 slide, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Farnham laughs about that one, too. He thinks that is the worst named Glock that they've ever come out with.
Because it's a 45 chambered in 9mm.
Yes. Now, they originally, when they were... That whole concept came out when they were in the competition with everybody else for the next sidearm, and they came out with the 19X, which, I mean, I don't know why they don't just call it the 19X, but no matter what they call it, it, to me, negates the need. If you're going to have a self-defense gun, even Steve Fisher has multiples of those. He has like 3 or 4 of them, he told me. Of the 45, so, you know. And for me, now the only Glocks I have, they all take 17-round magazines as the minimum magazine they run. So I'm much happier with that, too, because you know I like a lot of Barrettes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Barrettes. But, hey, if there's anything that you're looking for right now, my promo code would extend for anything you're looking to buy. Used. Certified used.
Gotcha.
You'd be surprised what they might have. They might have some of those things you just mentioned. I have no idea, though.
They might. They might indeed.
Yep. I just put out a video about how to buy it with the promo, and I'm not gonna say it too loud, but somehow or other, YouTube let that stay monetized. They're still choking me to death, but they let it be monetized. So we'll see how far that goes until they notice this guy's selling guns. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, YouTube is weird because, like, we do the... I do the live videos, and you can't handle a gun on the live video. It's really annoying.
I think that's because in their if you look at their ad compatibility, they want to know that you're handling a gun and not pulling it apart. If you pull it apart. Right? Like when I went down and did the C&H Precision installation, I had to not film him doing some of the stuff because that's modification of a firearm.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, but anyway.
If you handle a gun on YouTube live,
yeah,
when you do a live video,
yeah,
they shut your video down.
Wow.
Immediately. You can have a gun in the background.
Yeah. Or you can record it. Anyway.
Or you can record it, yeah.
We're running out of time. I'm sorry you didn't get to go to Lincoln today, and I'm glad you didn't get to go to Lincoln today.
That's all right. We're going to get her done tomorrow.
Roger that. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
You as well. And we'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Tomorrow night it's going to be Paloma Cabana. She's coming back to finish what we started, and Dean Weingarten. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.